Hey, I'm producer Jim from Around the House with Eric G. I work with Eric every day, so trust me when I say he's got the best home improvement tips on YouTube. He'll teach you how to fix your house, save money, and avoid those oops moments, like the time he almost glued himself to a countertop. Seriously, if you own a home or just like watching a guy who might set off the smoke detector, you need to subscribe to at Around the House Eric G. Because if Eric's not helping you, I guarantee he's breaking something, and you don't want to miss that. You won't be disappointed. Welcome to Around the House with Eric G., your go-to source for everything home improvement. Whether you're a DIY enthusiast or just looking to make your space shine, Eric G. is here to guide you through the latest tips, tricks, and trends. So grab your toolbox, put on your thinking cap, and let's get to work right here on Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to the Around the House Show, your trusted source for home improvement. Thanks for joining me today, guys. Hope you're having a great week. Happy midweek. This is that show that we do that, well, doesn't cover the stuff that covered last weekend. Of course, we're not getting into this weekend. And it is an interesting week right now. It is a time of change for me. Sold my house. I moved out. That's done. Now I'm not doing the grind that I've been doing for the last almost 8 months trying to get the house done. There's a little bit of calm and it feels really good. And it is one of those things that is refreshing, lets me focus more on what we're doing here. And it is a chapter that is thankfully closed and I can move on from that. So it's really cool. It's been a fun week. Last weekend took some time off after getting the house done, got everything moved out of there. Went up and bought a truck. I'm going to be doing some stuff on the YouTube channel, do a little sub channel on that. I bought a 2014 Ford Raptor. One of the last of the big block trucks there that was a factory before they went to the 6 liter EcoBoost that's a 6.2 liter before they went to the V6 EcoBoost with smaller engines and turbos. I wanted to have something fun, something I could haul lumber around if I needed to and get around with and enjoy. So I found a low miles one. And then I went and saw, it was so much fun. Went and saw, kind of went old school 80s, 90s, it was so much fun. Went and saw Morris Day and the Time. And if you don't know who I'm talking about, go turn on Purple Rain, the movie, and watch it, and you'll understand who I'm talking about. But that was a great show. Ended up staying in Gig Harbor, Washington over the weekend. Had a great time. And it was just a nice break and refreshing. So thank you guys for putting up with the best of show last weekend so we could get to some last of the stuff done here between all the move and everything else. So I do appreciate you tuning into that. There's a lot of things going on right now. It's getting interesting out there in the marketplace. And the more I see, the more I'm looking around going, we're seeing a lot of different trends. Right now in the plumbing, electrical, HVAC, you're seeing these companies that are combining. Since HVAC now requires so much electrical and plumbing, you're seeing more of those companies grouped together. Like the HVAC company will buy out the electrician or the plumber or both and do more of a home services thing so they could offer the whole deal instead of having subcontractors. So we're seeing a lot of that. We're also seeing the prices go down on certain things now because all of a sudden the HVAC companies have gone, wow, people are not buying these super expensive new units right now. So we're starting to see that kind of change around a little bit. So keep an eye on that. The company that you relied on for your plumbing and electrical could have been bought by an HVAC company. So don't be surprised if a brand disappears. Stay on that. Keep in touch with those guys if you have projects coming up. And that's a big one right there. So keep your eye out for that. And then just going through, just keeping an eye out on the industry out there. We're seeing gas prices start to go down. Not in my area so much because I'm up here on the left coast and whether we like it or not, they just do a lot to discourage us of using our vehicles. So great example, and I'll just tell you where I'm at. I was up at Costco up in Gig Harbor, and the best deal in town was like $4.15 a gallon. Most places were $4.39, $4.49. Now, in my neighborhood here, it's still expensive at $3.69. But it shows you, and we got a new tax coming in too. They're just waiting for the governor to sign it. And that'll happen one of these days. And that's going to be coming in whether we like it or not. But I tell you what, we're going to see. They're trying to play a game with that. And it's not good. They're just raising taxes, spending more money. But we'll see what happens. But that affects lumber prices. It affects materials because those diesel prices, everything's coming in our truck. It's got to get to the store. It's got to get to the warehouse. It's got to get all that. So the cheaper the gas prices, the better chance we have of some prices going down on materials. And that's not a bad thing. That will really help us out in the long term to get some of these prices to go right back down again. But is business slow out there for most home improvement companies? Yeah, it is. So we're seeing a little bit more of that. We're seeing a lot of franchises popping up across the country. We're seeing a lot of that different stuff. So we'll see kind of what happens. I think we're in a kind of a transition year for all of us that are, you know, working on projects around the house. Materials are going to go up and down. We'll see what happens. I think eventually they're going to either go down or not go up because this is that time of year that we see those prices move around. And that's one of the things that I just want us to be very careful of. If you're starting a project, take a look and see. Something that came out the other day too, I noticed that Panasonic launched a new vent fan for your bathroom, their WhisperFit DC, that's got Bluetooth speakers built into it for an elevated home ventilation experience. They're jumping into that game a little bit, and that's good. And so I'm feeling pretty good that there's some of these new products that are starting to come out. We'll see those because the kitchen and bath design and construction week's in February, so we're going to start seeing those kind of leaks of new products coming out. So we'll see what goes on with that. But now is the time of year for innovation, which could be a lot of fun. So pay attention to that. And the other thing is right now, I know with the government shutdown we've got, there's a lot of questions on what's going to happen out there with all of the rebates and some of the government and the federal ones. We'll see what happens with that. I don't have any news on that one, but it's something I keep an eye on to make sure that if you're doing some energy stuff around the house, that it might be able to save you some money, but you might get delayed on how that pays out. So be really careful. And I took a look at today at our recalls over there. Nothing too crazy. Most of it is furniture. They're a little limited on the recalls coming out because of the government shutdown again. And that's not too bad. I tell you what, here's another interesting one. And I shouldn't even tell you this if you're in my local area, but usually in Oregon here, our DMV is a hot mess. I'm in the metro area, so I have to go get my emissions testing. Everything back to 1975, so even my vintage Mercedes 79 convertible, I have to have it tested, and we're not going to get on that. But long story short, I go in, I roll right in, I'm like, wow, this is nice. Then I thought, I'm going to risk it. Usually, when you want to go into our DMV to get plates, tabs, that kind of stuff, if you go in to want to talk to somebody, this is a multi-day event. If I show up an hour before and wait in line outside, usually I can get in and out within an hour. If I show up 2 hours late, let's say they open at 8 a.m. and I'm there at 10 a.m., it's a day-long event. I'm waiting. If I go to make an appointment, it's 6-8 weeks out, which doesn't do you any good when you buy a vehicle out of state, by the way. So I walk in, I pull into the parking, I'm like, this place has got to be closed, but I just saw somebody come out the door. So I walk into my DMV and I was in another dimension. This place was empty. And they go, oh, I can help you right here. I walk up, get my trip permit that I need, wait for the title to show up. Holy smokes, I'm in and out in 10 minutes. And I said, well, what's going on? She goes, I think everybody thinks the state is shut down like the government. So no one's coming to get this stuff done. And I went, wow. So if you live in the state of Oregon, no lines at the DMV. This is a rare sight. So get yours done. I got to go in today, so don't go too quickly. I need to get my stuff done too. But pretty crazy. So on the recalls, tons of furniture out there. We've got a lot of dressers that don't have stuff. The only thing I see is Nordic Track, iFit, rowing machines or a fire hazard. They've got about 44,000 of those. If you've got an iFit Nordic Track rowing machine, check it out over there at cpsc.gov. And pretty much everything else on there is basic stuff, more kids stuff, bicycles, a couple golf carts, that kind of stuff. Nothing too crazy out there. We got a great show coming up this weekend. I got some better quality audio this week. We've been working on that, but some of those technical issues with new studios for me and for John Dudley. He moved, so we got that stuff figured out. I think we've got it pretty well dialed in now, which is good. Thank you for your patience. And we've got that coming up this weekend, a great show. So I'm looking forward to that. And we've got some great stuff coming up, some great interviews, new stuff we're going to be talking about, which is going to be a ton of fun. And did some shooting with my buddy Cam Anderson over at Blacktail Studios. And that turned out really cool. I can't wait to see what that looks like. We're doing some work on his place as part of the show. We've got some collaborations coming up that I've been wanting to do, and I'm excited to do it. All right, everybody, I'll let you get going. It is Wednesday. I gotta go over and get new tires on this truck, getting some updates done there, and going over to my tire store to get that knocked out next. And I know you have things to do as well. Thanks for tuning in to Around the House. We'll see you on Saturday. I appreciate every single one of you guys tuning into the show, and we got some great things ahead. Stay tuned.
Make sure to follow us on social media. Just head to AroundTheHouseOnline.com for all the links. Make sure you check out our new YouTube channel. Just type in at Around the House with Eric G and click subscribe and ring the bell for updates. We will see you next time.
Hey, it's Eric G with Around the House. Are you looking to grow your business? Need a spokesperson for your company? Maybe an MC for an upcoming trade show? Or maybe you want to up your game and shoot some promotional videos? My team of experts would love to chat with you. Head to AroundTheHouseOnline.com and fill out the contact us form, and we'll set something up. Thanks for listening to Around the House.